again. Welcome to Earth in Tune. I'm your host, Janice. This is the first chapter of the rain version of the show, where all of the songs will mention rain. And we're going to have a special guest today to introduce her own song. Marnie Albritton is here, and she will talk about her song, Golden Friend. Welcome to the show, Marnie.
Thank you, Janice. It's an honor to be here.
So tell us about yourself and how you got started in music.
Well, like many people, I got started in music in grade school. We always had music every day, and I always loved it. My family always sang together in the car when we took long trips, and my parents both had good voices, so it was always fun to try and sing along with them. And my dad had a pretty extensive song vocabulary, everything from the old 1940s tunes to folk songs. And so we were always singing in the car, and that was a lot of fun. I picked up the ukulele when I was about 10 or 11. Gradually, that turned into a guitar. Now I have a music room that is full of, everything from drums and stand-up basses to guitars and Native American style flutes. And I just have always loved music. It's always been an avocation for me. I never tried to make a living doing it. I was a wildlife biologist for 16 years. That's how I made my living. I've always loved music. It's always been very important to me.
And here you are in Oregon now, outside of Roseburg. The wildlife career that you had also led you into doing wildlife rehabilitation.
Actually, the wildlife rehabilitation came first. When my partner was in veterinary school in Eastern Washington, she actually went to Oregon State. They used to spend a year and a half in Eastern Washington. And I volunteered in the Washington State University Raptor Rehabilitation Award while I was there and fell in love with raptors of all kinds, which led me eventually to apply for a job with the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife.
During your music career, you've played in many bands, including the current Shenanigans group you're in. What other bands were you involved with?
I think really the first band I ever played in was made up of a number of veterinary students and their partners and me, and we called ourselves Lumpy Gravy. So that was the first band. Well, I played with Roseanne Craig. We called ourselves Hardscrabble Road when I first got here. And then my biological career got in the way of playing music. So I was traveling back and forth between Portland and Roseburg quite a bit and didn't have time to play for a few years. But then we started a band called Pacific Flyway, which featured another wildlife biologist that I think you know, Sam Cuenca.
Yes, I know Sam.
And we thought that was pretty appropriate since we were both running up and down the I-5 freeway to play with each other. And that was called Pacific Flyway. And there have been various iterations of that band since. We've changed personnel several times and styles of music a few times. And my original tunes were not always featured in the band. But it's kind of fun to get back to that. I'm doing a little bit more writing. I was also in a band for a while called Girls Can Jam.
Yeah, so we're going to play your song. And I know that you got the idea while you were working with wildlife and rehabilitating wildlife. And so can you tell us a little bit about the story behind the song and how you came to write that?
Well, the inspiration was very simple. I was working at WSU then. And we got a golden eagle in that was the first golden eagle I'd ever had any close contact with. And he was not noticeably wounded, but he couldn't fly. And I found out later that there is a lot of lead poisoning in that area because Coeur d'Alene, Idaho is very close. And they have a lead smelter there that is not only affecting the birds of prey, but also the children that live there. And I'm not sure in the last 20 or 30 years if they've taken care of that problem or not. But at the time, I don't think we recognized that he was lead poisoned. I've since decided that's probably what it was. But he was an amazing bird. Golden eagles are very different than bald eagles in that they are a lot more I won't say gentle, but they're a lot more predictable. I've had golden eagles take food right from my bare hand and be very careful to move both their eyes so that they could judge the distance so they would not hurt me. And I wanted him to make it so badly. And he didn't. So I wrote him a song. And I wrote him a song when I still had hope that he would make it. And I have always regretted, and you can see that it still touches me. I've always regretted that he never flew again, except perhaps in his dreams.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song. I just want to let the listeners know where they might be able to find your music.
This is on a cassette tape that I did clear back in like 1985. And I have one copy of that cassette tape left that is in good shape. And I would like to get it onto some less arcane medium. I don't know. Sometime I might ask more of my technologically advanced friends to help me. I'd love to share the music.
Well, thanks for joining me, Marnie, and here is Golden Friend.
Take my song. In twilight glow I see blue eyes crying in the rain. When we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again. Love is like a dying ember, and only memories remain. And through the ages, I'll remember crying in the rain.
Set yourself at ease, you're always on my mind.
song. I chose my way to fall. I don't want to be ungrateful. I don't want to be unfaithful. I just want to be the one you hold. I can't turn back the hands of time, but if I could, I'd make you mine. I was always so in love with you. Landing on my knees, the rose you gave to me. Healing comes to those who are the most in need. The ones you're looking for. Say before I go, this is all I know. The reasons why I can't rely on all this time. It only goes so slow. I don't want to be ungrateful. I don't want to be unfaithful. I just want to be the one you hold. Can't turn back the hands of time, but if I could, I'd make you mine. I was always so in love with you.
Last song is from the Jayhawks. You might think that they're from Kansas, but they're a band from Twin Cities in Minnesota. A country rock band from the 1980s, they have 11 studio albums. The Jayhawks are still playing today despite a few gaps in their timeline. The album A Mockingbird Time was released upon their return from a four-year break in 2011 with the song Pouring Rain at Dawn. This next song is included because I wanted to be sure and have a song from the Ronettes, since Ronnie Spector died last month of cancer. Veronica Bennett was born in 1943 in New York City. Her mother was Black and Cherokee, and her father was Irish. Bennett and her sister Estelle and their cousin Nedra Talley formed the Darling Sisters, known later as the Ronettes. Their look of big hair was fashioned by Estelle, who had a job at Macy's on the cosmetic counter. Known professionally as Ronnie Spector, she was the lead singer of the group and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2007. In her memoir, she wrote about her marriage to Phil Spector, her producer, and the emotional and psychological abuse of his controlling behavior. Their song, Walking in the Rain, is from the 1964 Presenting the Fabulous Ronettes featuring Veronica, and written by Barry Mann, Phil Spector, and Cynthia Whale. The single reached number 23 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in 1964 and the R&B Singles chart in 1965. The sound effects of thunder and lightning earned the audio engineer Larry Levine a Grammy nomination.
I want him. starts to rain, it begins to pour. Without an umbrella, we're soaked to the skin. I feel a shiver run up my spine. I feel the warmth of his hand.
Stuck here on the ground, as cold and drunk as I can be. You can jump a jet plane like you can a freight train. So I best be on my way in the early morning rain. You can jump a jet plane like you can a freight train. So I best be on my way in the early morning rain.
Some songs just remind me of people I know. My friend Lauren Bailey loves Gordon Lightfoot, and I always think of her when I hear his songs. Lightfoot was born in Orillia, Ontario in 1938. His mother recognized Lightfoot's musical talent early on and schooled him into a successful child performer. He is a prolific songwriter, and his songs have been performed by numerous famous singers, including Johnny Cash, Elvis Presley, Neil Young, and many others. He was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2012. In 2015, he has 16 Juno Awards, 5 Grammy Awards. He's been inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame in 1986, the Canadian Country Music Hall of Fame in 2001, and Canada's Walk of Fame in 1998. In 2002, Lightfoot underwent a tracheotomy. His voice changed significantly. In 1966, his debut album, Lightfoot, which brought him a greater exposure as both a singer and a songwriter, featured the many now famous songs, including Early Morning Rain. The lyrics suggest someone down on his luck, standing at an airport fence and observing the thunderous takeoff of a Boeing 707 jetliner. This next song reminds me of another person very close to me, my husband, Casey, can listen to John Prine all day. I would be remiss if I did not include a John Prine song. Saddle in the Rain is from the 1975 release of the Common Sense album, his fourth studio album. We talked about John Prine in the 18th chapter of the River version of this show.
I hope I wonder where you're at sometimes. Is your back against the wall or just across the line? If you've been standing in the rain, reciting nursery rhymes, trying to recall some long lost kind of peace of mind. Peace of mind. Try spending the night sometime all alone in a frozen room after need you blame. You saddle in the rain. I dreamed that I got up down in my basement, and he waited there for me to have this accident, so he could drink my wine and eat me like a sacrament. I just stood there like I do, then I came and went, like a bird in the foreign sky. I couldn't even say goodbye, I come and share the pain, my saddle's in the rain. Doesn't know if I'm his friend just yet. His eyes and the mouth were widely open, and his jaw was set like he'd fell off a cliff and hadn't hit the bottom yet. I wish he wouldn't pull those things on me without a net, without a net. I had him up to the house one time, but we were having a real good time. And then he went lame, he settled in the rain. La la la.
laundromat not too far from the Alamo. Sits a girl who stole my records very long ago, and she wishes once in a washes out those dirty clothes. As she shuts her eyes and dreams about a one-eyed Joe, one-eyed Joe. The car parked on a dirty road, heaven knows the load she pulled, couldn't take the strain, settled in the rain.
Summer's clover, but summer's gone now, our walking's done. September tell me gently, who'll be your lover? Who'll be your lover after I'm gone? Will it be the moon that hears your sighing? Will it be the willow that hears your lonesome song? Will it be the rain that clings to your bosom? Will it be the sunshine that dries your golden hair? Will it be the wind that warns of my returning? Will a rose be in your arms when I find you waiting there? None but the rain shall cling to my bosom. None but the moon shall hear my lonesome sigh. None but the wind shall warn of your returning. Fare thee well, my love. Goodbye.
It's called Standing in the Rain.
Maybe you will, maybe you won't. Who has the right to waste your life if you don't? I used to be a goat in the stones and the rocks. I used to be jealous, but I used it all up. I don't know when I'd ever felt so good to be standing in the rain. I don't know when it ever felt so good to be standing in the rain. The ground is wet and so's your hair. Go ahead and take me, I'll go anywhere. There's nothing that I'm wanting, let's go take a swim. We'll find out where this story in the stream begins. I don't know when I'd ever felt so good to be standing in the rain. I don't know when I'd ever felt so good to be standing in the rain. Don't know when it ever felt so right. Not when the sun was shining big and bright. I don't know when it ever felt so good to be standing in the rain. I don't know when it ever felt so good to be standing in the rain. I don't know when I'd ever felt so good to be standing in the rain. I don't know when I'd ever felt so good to be standing in the rain.
time now. To no one name, not even myself. When I'm low, give me hope that help is coming when I need it most. Give me hope that help is coming when I need it most. Let it go. No mother, no father, no home. Forget as all others have forgotten. When I'm alone, but give me hope that help is coming when I need it most. Give me hope that help is coming.
Song was Let It Rain from award-winning singer-songwriter and musician Tracy Chapman's sixth album of the same name released in 2002. The album was on Billboard's top 200 list for 2002. She was born in Ohio in 1964 and her parents divorced when she was four. She began playing guitar and writing songs when she was eight. She has eight albums and numerous awards. She has an interest in human rights and has performed many benefit concerts for human rights causes. I played her I'm Ready song on the 20th chapter of the River version of the show. This next song, before we conclude the show, is from the local group called the Slow Ponies. The song is from their 2020 Alive and Kickin' album. They make regular performances in the Roseburg, Oregon area. At least they did before 2020. There are a few more songs. I hope you enjoyed the show and can tune in next week on 99.7 KQUA for another chapter of the Rain version of the show on Earth in Tune. Remember, you can listen live or find the podcast on KQUA.org. Until next time, I'm your host, Janice.
Here we got a name for rain and wind. than fire. The rain is Tess, the fire's Joe, and they call the wind Mariah. Mariah blows the stars around and sets the clouds a-flying. Mariah makes the mountains sound like folks was out there dying. Mariah, Mariah, they call the wind Mariah.
Mariah mother's name, the West called Pa here one day. She followed him, then died out here. I grew up knowing his ways. I wash the clothes the dust whips up, the baby's sick since Sunday. We're short on feed, my man is gone. I'm gonna leave here someday. Mariah, Mariah, they call the wind
that day. do you think it's gonna do? When I live by faith and now my work is through.